Ever feel like certain stories are like mirrors, you know, reflecting back these hidden parts of ourselves? That's what we're diving into today.
Yeah.
With Dancing with a Goddess.
Right.
And this isn't just any story, though.
Okay.
It's like it's woven from personal growth and nature's wisdom and then like, oh, yeah, a dash of magical realism for good measure.
I love it already. And what truly captivates me about Dancing with a Goddess is how seamlessly it blends all these elements, you know,
right,
into this really compelling narrative.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it's less about the destination and more about the profound personal transformation that our protagonist, Ina, undergoes.
And you know me. I'm all about a good transformation story. So,
yeah. So
let's meet Ina. Imagine growing up, not just near a forest, but like as a part of it.
Yeah. Ina's childhood is one of really deep connection with nature. She's raised by her grandmother, Ilki, you know, on the edge of this almost mystical woodland.
Sadly, though, a tragic accident takes her parents when she's young.
Right.
But she finds solace in nature with her friend Eva, always by her side.
Always there. And it's in these early years that Ina begins to sense this presence, this Shakti, this divine feminine energy.
Okay, Shakti, I gotta ask, let's unpack that for a sec. We're not just talking like you go girl power here, right? What does Shakti really represent, like in the context of Ina's journey?
Exactly. Think of Shakti as this universal energy, you know, this life force that connects us all. In Ina's case, it's this kind of dormant potential within her just waiting to be awakened. And this awakening, it begins with a very pivotal encounter. She stumbles upon this hidden spring deep in the forest.
This isn't just any spring, though, right?
Here.
It seems to, like, call to her.
Yeah.
Sparking something profound within.
It's true. This hidden spring becomes this recurring symbol in the book.
Okay.
Representing Ina's own hidden depths waiting to be discovered.
Mm.
It's like a reminder that sometimes the most significant journeys, they begin with a single unexpected step outside our comfort zones.
And it's fascinating how this book, it uses nature as more than just a, like a pretty backdrop.
Right.
Each chapter focuses on a different element. Trees, herbs, water, fire.
Your elements.
Tying them directly to Ina's personal growth.
It's true.
It's like nature itself becomes our teacher.
And the book so beautifully blends, you know, scientific fact with that magical realism.
Yeah. Take, for example, the chapter on trees. Ina learns about that interconnectedness of life through the wood wide web.
Wait, hold on. The wood wide web. What is that?
So it refers to this fascinating network of fungi beneath the forest floor that connects trees, allowing them to communicate and share resources.
Wow.
It's like this whole hidden world beneath our feet.
Oh.
Showing us that even in nature, you know, community is essential.
That is wild. It's incredible how the author just weaves these scientific nuggets into the story. Makes you want to go hug a tree, right? Have you ever felt a particular affinity for an element in nature? Like it holds some personal significance for you?
You know, I've always felt drawn to water.
Oh, yeah.
There's a sense of tranquility and power in its flow that I find both calming and inspiring. Me too. Oceans, rivers, waterfalls. There's this primal energy there, you know. That's both mesmerizing and humbling at the same time.
Totally.
But in Ina's world, water leads her to discover a legacy that's been waiting for her, hidden in the most unexpected place.
And this legacy is intricately tied, you know, to the very place Ina inherits.
Okay.
A cottage in the village of Rennes-les-Bains.
Hmm.
But this isn't just any country cottage.
Oh, we're not talking about your average fixer-upper. What makes this cottage so special?
Picture this, okay. Beneath the cottage lies a hidden cave.
Hmm.
And inside, Ina discovers an altar. It's adorned with white roses, and it features these three enigmatic female figures.
Okay, that's giving me chills. It sounds like something straight out of a dream or maybe a prophecy.
Precisely. This discovery, it plunges Ina deeper into this mystery surrounding the sisterhood of the White Rose.
Okay.
This lineage of women intrinsically connected to the power of the divine feminine.
A secret society of women guarding this ancient wisdom.
Mm.
If I stumbled upon something like that, I don't know if I'd be terrified or totally exhilarated.
Right. It's like Ina is being called upon to unravel the mysteries of this lineage, to tap into this ancestral wisdom passed down through generations.
Wow.
And her journey takes, you know, this intriguing turn when she finds herself drawing a community of like-minded souls to Rennes-les-Bains.
So it's not just about her personal transformation. It's about building something bigger.
Exactly. It's in Rennes-les-Bains that Ina's journey expands, you know, beyond herself.
Yeah.
She attracts this this incredible group, each with their own unique gifts. There's Angelina, who cooks with the essence of nature.
Love that.
There's Ravi, a builder who's deeply connected to sustainable living.
Right.
And Dorina, who just seems to radiate light and is deeply connected to the energy of a being called Dhamma.
Dhamma. Okay. We might need to circle back to that one.
Yeah.
But I love how this story highlights that power of finding your tribe. You know, have you ever felt that pull towards a certain place or a group of people who just seem to, like, get you, who resonated with your soul?
Absolutely. That sense of belonging, of finding your people, it can be incredibly empowering.
Yeah.
And this community becomes Ina's pillar of strength as they face this formidable obstacle in the form of Menashe.
Ah, yes. Menashe. Because every hero's journey needs a good antagonist, right? Yeah.
Of course. Of course. Menashe, this ruthless merchant, he embodies greed and represents everything Ina and her community stand against.
So what's the conflict? What's Menashe after?
He's driven by profit. He sees an opportunity in the natural resources of Renlabem,
yeah,
particularly the medicinal springs.
Right.
Threatening that sustainable way of life Ina and her community are cultivating.
Yeah.
It becomes this battle for the soul of the village.
It's like that classic battle between exploitation and preservation where the stakes go like way beyond just one village.
Yeah.
It feels incredibly relevant to the challenges we face in our world today.
Without a doubt. And it's through this conflict that the true strength and resilience of Ina and her community, it shines through. They refuse to be bullied or pushed aside, choosing instead to fight back with creativity and courage.
How so? Tell me they don't just roll over and let Menashe have his way.
Not at all. They organize festivals to raise awareness. They hold workshops on sustainable living. They even connect with a legal expert who guides them on how to, you know, navigate the system and protect their rights.
Right.
It's inspiring to witness their unwavering commitment to their values.
Yeah, it reminds us that we don't have to meet force with force. That there are other ways to resist to protect what matters. Uh-huh. It makes you wonder, though, do they succeed? Do they manage to stop Menashe and his plans?
Well, the story takes a truly mystical turn at this point.
Okay.
Remember those springs that have been like such a source of solace and energy for Ina?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they become a focal point for the community's efforts.
What happens? Do the springs hold some sort of like magic?
In a way, yes. As the community pours their hearts into protecting their home, something extraordinary occurs.
Okay.
The springs awaken, but with this renewed vigor.
Oh, wow.
The water flow intensifies. New springs emerge. There's this palpable surge of energy throughout the village.
Wow. It's like nature itself is responding to their efforts.
Yeah.
To their intentions.
It's as if the ancient energy of the land is being reawakened. Aligning with their fight for preservation.
And this awakening leads to an incredible discovery, right?
You're right. There's this shared vision among the community.
What?
Of a hidden cave radiating with this crystalline light.
Wow.
Driven by this vision, they explore the mysterious Pek Kardu, the mountain that looms over the village. And within its depths, they discover this breathtaking crystal chamber.
A real-life crystal cave.
Yeah.
Talk about a breathtaking discovery. But this feels like more than just a physical treasure, doesn't it?
You hit the nail on the head. This discovery isn't about material wealth.
Yeah.
It represents something far more profound, a portal to ancient knowledge and wisdom.
And this is where Ina's personal journey takes that mystical turn you mentioned earlier.
Exactly. Ina's connection to the Shakti, it deepens. And she develops this extraordinary ability.
Okay.
A frequency language she calls sound source.
Sound source. Now, this sounds intriguing. I have so many questions. What is a frequency language? How does it work?
Imagine being able to communicate with the very energy of the crystals.
Wow.
To tap into their power through this symphony of sound, color, and movement.
Wow.
That's sound source. A blend of ancient wisdom and modern innovation.
Wow. So it's not just about speaking to crystals, but about understanding their energy, their frequency on a whole other level.
You got it.
Wow.
And what's even more fascinating is that Ina doesn't keep this knowledge to herself.
Right.
She creates a website, clankbron.be, to share sound source with the world.
It's incredible how this fictional story weaves in such relevant themes.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder what ancient wisdom or forgotten knowledge might be waiting to be rediscovered in our world.
It certainly sparks the imagination.
And speaking of sparking imagination, Ina's journey doesn't end there. She experiences another profound change, this time on a deeply personal level, welcoming new life into the world.
Hmm.
her daughter Lux.
The arrival of Lux symbolizes the culmination of Ina's journey.
Yeah.
Representing the light and hope brought forth through their struggles and triumphs.
It's a beautiful reminder that even amidst challenges, new beginnings are always possible. And with that, we've reached the end of Ina's journey as chronicled in Dancing with the Goddess. But the story doesn't just end there, does it? It leaves us with these lingering questions, a sense that the adventure isn't over, but perhaps just beginning.
That's exactly right. The book concludes with Ina and Gary as guardians of this incredible knowledge,
right,
entrusted with safeguarding it for future generations. But it also begs the question, what about us? What treasures do we carry within ourselves waiting to be shared with the world?
It's easy to get swept up in the magic of Ina's story, right? But this whole idea, this guardian of knowledge thing.
Yeah.
It really struck a chord with me. It makes you think, like, about the legacies we inherit and the ones that we're actively creating.
It's a powerful question the book poses, isn't it? What treasures, talents, or insights do we actually possess, you know, that could benefit others? It's almost like, it's almost as if we're being challenged to uncover our own versions of the crystal cave inside.
Ooh, I love that. Finding that wellspring of wisdom, creativity, and passion within ourselves. But it's not just about the discovery, though, is it?
No.
It's about sharing those gifts. It's about finding ways to bring them into the world.
Precisely. And the book, it subtly reminds us that we don't have to do it alone. Just as Ina found her tribe in Rinley Ben, we too can seek out communities, mentors, or collaborators who resonate with our purpose and support our growth.
It's about recognizing that our journeys, even those that feel like so deeply personal,
yeah,
are often, you know, enriched by connection and collaboration and a shared desire to make a positive impact.
Absolutely. And while Dancing with the Goddess weaves this very compelling tale rooted in ancient wisdom and these mystical experiences,
right,
its ultimate message, it resonates, I think, on a deeply human level. It reminds us that true transformation happens not in isolation,
yeah,
but through connection, courage, and a commitment to sharing our unique light with the world.
Beautifully said. A big thank you to all our listeners for joining us on this deep dive into Dancing with the Goddess. We hope this journey into Ina's world has sparked something within you. Until next time, keep exploring, keep discovering, and most importantly, keep shining your light.